Hey, this is Dustin from Run On Sentence, and you're listening to That Much Further West podcast.
Hey, welcome back to That Much Further West. I'm Eric.
Mike.
Phil.
And in the room we have Dustin from Run On Sentence. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to a Wildwood Music Fest 2015. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you been to this festival before?
I have not. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
It's my first time.
Excellent. You're going to have a great time.
This is the really good fourth annual.
Yeah.
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 Very good. Tell us about your band, Run On Sentence, Dustin.
Well, we started in about 2007, and we've had a few people in and out over the years, but we've been pretty settled recently. Dan Galecki's playing drums and Perry Pfister on the bass, and got John Whaley and John Reske playing trumpets together, and Paul Seely playing electric guitar. But sometimes we get Nick Jana plays guitar with us sometimes. We kind of have a little people that kind of come in and out, and sometimes I tour by myself, and sometimes just me and Dan, and kind of we're not a very consistent configuration, but.
Musicians aren't very consistent.
Yeah. As people, yeah.
Sounds like you've got some Portland ties, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I lived in Portland for a long time, and the band originated in Portland and has pretty much stayed a Portland band, even though I moved to New Mexico, but I still spend about 4 months a year in Portland, so it feels like home still.
And connections to the festival? How'd you hear about it?
Well, Nancy Borst is a good friend, and Craig C. and Christina, and they all kind of encouraged us to come play, and Katie called last year and asked if we could do it, and I said yes, and then I tried, and I almost kind of canceled like a month ago, and then... And I'm really happy that we didn't cancel, but we had... we had an opportunity that seemed exciting at the time, but I'm glad we're here now. Actually,
I'm glad you're here too.
It's our fourth year. It's your second year, Chris. You've been here all 4 years.
I've been here 3 years.
3 years. I could tell you, it's cool to watch a festival from its infancy and grow, and that's what we've been doing for the past 4 years. And you're still here though at the, the genesis of it all, because it's still growing, and every year there's learning pains and stuff like that, and every year, it's a new thing. But I think once you get up on that stage and you kind of look over that crowd and you see the mountains and everything and the view from up there, you'll totally be glad that you're here.
Yeah. I mean, I already am. And I talked to Henry from Hillstomp. I know we're filling the spot that they've played the last 3 years, and those are big shoes to fill, and we're pretty excited about it. But I actually invited Henry to play guitar with us tonight, and but they already had another show booked, and he was like, "Man, I really wish I could come. Like, you guys are gonna have a really good time, and it's one of my favorite places to be." So
yeah, it's all the majority of the artists that come here tend to really just fall in love with the whole situation. So it's a lot of fun.
So far, so good.
Well, I know it's kind of difficult to ever, when somebody asks you, sort of describe your music. But I'm going to put that question to you now so we can get a feel for what it is Run On Sentence sounds like or does.
It's funny because I usually take the easy route, and I'm like, it's kind of folk rocky stuff. And earlier, when we came in the gate, the guy asked us what we play. My drummer, Dan, was like, it's kind of like soul funk with country and folk rock mix.
You got like, the folk rock in there.
But it's like lately I've been calling it soul country. But really, I don't, I'm not saying we defy genres or something. I'm just saying, like, it's.
So if you put the AM dial on scan, it's kind of minus the Latino music.
Sounds very drunk and prayerish, to be honest with you.
No, not necessarily minus the Latino music. There's, I actually started the band when I was living in Tampa, Florida, and I would stand outside these clubs and listen to Latin bands play and be like, man, that's so cool. Like, I've never heard anything like that. And, like, you don't hear that hang out in Portland clubs that much. And that sort of got me interested in, like, at least sort of trying to fake flamenco guitar a little bit. And,
it's nice.
What were your influences then, besides, you just said that stuff, but like growing up, and what made you pick up the guitar originally? Or did you play another instrument?
I grew up in Omaha, and there's a guy by the name of Simon Joyner, who's one of my favorite songwriters of all time. And he's sort of, I think it's safe to call him the godfather of the folk scene, or even the music scene in Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, Connor Oberst and Bright Eyes have all, like, that whole Saddle Creek crew has referenced him as, like, the guy. And I grew up listening to him. And, you know, it's sort of, I think folk punk maybe is kind of the right thing. Very punk rock attitude with, like, really intimate, soulful acoustic songs. And but also can, like, just shred an electric guitar and get weird. And I like that. And so that was, like, my big influence as a teenager. And, you know, I listened to a lot of Fugazi, and I was really into punk rock early on. And in later years, I got it. You know, my parents listened to Willie Nelson, the Beatles, and all that kind of, like, you know, usual required listening for anyone into, like, classic rock and country and stuff. But mix that with some punk rock and some, like, intimate acoustic stuff, and that shaped me. That, and also I really spent a lot of time as a teenager going to, like, sweat lodges and participating in the local Lakota Sioux community, and really was totally captivated by Native American singing, and that made me want to be able to, like, sing in ways that most Americana type stuff does not touch at. So,
Are you aware of another singer by the name of John Moreland?
Ah, I love John Moreland.
Yeah, yeah.
He's amazing.
What you're talking in that time and space right there seems like, oh, so that sounds like John.
Yeah. I saw John last year, I don't remember, sometime in the last year in Oklahoma. We recorded our last record in Norman. And in fact, I think at least one of the guys that we played with, I know John Calvin did. He plays guitar with John Moreland, and he did a song with us that we didn't actually put on the record. A lot of the same community of people. And I play with a lot of bands, and some of them I love, and some of them I'm, you know, don't catch me right off the bat. But, like, John Moreland is the first person in the last 5 years of my life that I can remember getting home from tour, like, several weeks after seeing him, and immediately getting online and ordering his record on vinyl. Like, I just had to have it.
Yeah. He's a powerhouse.
Yeah. He's a monster songwriter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, do you got a song for us?
I do. It's funny, because I was going to play... had it all figured out, and then you started talking about John Moreland.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I want to play something else. But in the interest of time, I'll just play the song I was going to play.
Cool. Here it is, Dustin from Run On Sentence.
Enjoy.
Watch the morning roll in, paint the hillside gold. Dust it glimmers in the dim. Seems to know I'm getting old. Days they pass me by, one by one unnoticed. The sparkle in my eye is faded, and I'm all a mess. Suck me dry, split my skin wide open. Ravens circle up on high, beg me, are you broken? Thunder calls me out, where are you, old black lightning? I long
want to scream and shout. Feel that dark grip tightening. I just lie and watch the wind blow through the grass instead of trying to find the words to make it last. 'Cause I can never quite convey all the things I mean to say. My words are arrows taking aim upon the truth. That's all I got. I guess the rest is up to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate it.
Oop.
Oh, there you go again.
We're popping back and forth.
There we go.
Great stuff, Dustin.
Yeah.
It's a really great song. Hey, where can we, where can our listeners find your music? Is it online somewhere?
Yeah. I mean, we have the, we have a Bandcamp page through Run On Sentence, and we're also on Hush Records. So if you want physical copies, that's a good place to go. And, you know, iTunes and Amazon, Spotify, and all those places.
Great.
The usual spots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right on.
You guys know how to Google. Do it.
Yeah.
We're looking forward
Bing
to seeing
it.
Your
yeah.
set tonight, man.
Bing That's it.
Very
cool. Dustin, thank you very
thank
much.
You for joining
thank
us.
You very
we
much.
Appreciate it, yeah.
All right.
Beautiful. We'll be back on That Much Further West podcast.
Enjoy.